Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Welcome to hour number two. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. We are thankful to have you with us. And as we continue our kind of post-coverage of what happened over the last 2 weeks, I'm excited to welcome back to the Ladies Lounge one of our very favorites. She wasn't an original Ladies Lounger, believe it or not. She's been part of the Kevin McCullough universe for a long time. But when we moved it to the weekend show, she became a regular very fast and very quickly. She has written several best-selling books, including this one, the new one, You've Gotta Get It, Liberal Invasion of Red State America. It is all about how people that hate the policies of liberal progressivism in cities where they're at move to places that don't have it because they get advantages like on taxes and stuff, and then all of a sudden there they are voting the same people back into office. It's absurd when you think about it, but that is nonetheless what is happening, and she documents it. Kristen B. Tate is her name, and there she is. Kristen, welcome back. It's so good to have you.
Thank you for having me, Kevin. Always a pleasure to be on the Ladies Lounge.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about politics. In fact, we're going to talk a lot about politics. You love to talk about politics. And during the week when you're with us Wednesdays, we only get a little bit of time. So we've seen 2 weeks of back-to-back, basically, these are like cases that needed to be adjudicated before the American people. And you've had two legal teams come to the jury and say, here's what we have as evidence. What have we seen? How did it compare? And at the end of the day, who do you think made the case? And how do you think the jury's going to lean?
Well, I think that the DNC was boring. They offered no inspirational messaging. They offered no hope, no vision for the country. Their only message really was that Joe Biden is a nice guy. That's really it. You know, vote for Joe because he's nice and empathetic. The RNC, on the other hand, was incredibly inspiring. It made me proud to be an American. And the focus wasn't solely on Donald Trump. It was about why we need to protect the values of this nation and why the founding principles of this nation are worth defending and not throwing away.
Hmm. You know, you mentioned that it was inspiring. My bride and I were sitting before the final night's events got underway, and she doesn't offer, I mean, she's very politically grounded and knows, very acutely what she believes. But she said, you know what, I feel like that the Republican convention represents the whole of the country. She said, I feel like we got to know all sorts of different people from different walks of life, and it looked like the way I think America wants to think that we look like.
No, I think that's so true. It's interesting is a lot of these left wingers around the country who watch CNN and MSNBC all the time, they have been told that, the Republicans are a bunch of bigots and Donald Trump is a racist, no good, very bad orange man. And then it was funny because all of these same networks were forced to cover the RNC. And I think for the first time, a lot of liberals in this country got to see what Donald Trump is really about, what the Republican Party is really about. And it's so much better than what they've been brainwashed to believe by these networks. In fact, I have a few friends who are not by no means politicos, but they're left wingers, and they texted me after watching part of the RNC and said, wow, I'm not sure yet if I'm voting for Donald Trump, but now I'm thinking about it. And these are people who were vehemently against Donald Trump just a few weeks ago. So I think this had a tremendous impact.
Let's talk about that for a second, because when we're examining the idea of kind of the TikTok Zoom call that the Democrats put on and the kind of more traditional
very elegant auditorium that they had the majority of their speeches occur from, and then the specialized locations where kind of the keynoters were each night. There was definitely a different feel, and I've heard from some of my older friends, in fact, a lot of the people I've spoken with said, well, the Republicans were way more effective on production values. Believe it or not, some of the younger people I've spoken to say they were kind of into the Democratic format of the Brady Bunch boxes and kind of all the stuff. You know, I end of the first week with the drive-in theater and the honking horns and the blinking taillights, I thought that is just the weirdest image to end a convention with. I mean, and compare that to the fireworks show that that they put on in Washington, D.C. this week. I mean, that's pretty... It's two different styles for sure.
Oh, yeah. The DNC was a joke. It was like a long, boring infomercial. The production quality was a joke. It was just a bunch of pre-recorded, overproduced speeches mixed in with low-quality Zoom calls. Whereas, you know, the RNC really tried to make it look like a real event with live speeches, which I think people appreciate. And then those patriotic elements like the fireworks. And it was just, you know, you could tell it was a higher quality production. And I think people do appreciate that live element rather than just, you know, why do we need to tune in to watch a bunch of speeches recorded 2 weeks ago by the likes of Michelle Obama and, you know, Barack Obama that have been meticulously edited? I don't even think Joe Biden gave his speech live. I could be wrong about that. But
well,
I mean,
there's a lot of speculation about that because he appeared to have lost his watch and a flag pin between giving his speech and being on the stage with the cars and stuff in the parking lot afterwards. Let me ask you about this. You know, I watched small things. So I'm looking at the camera angles of the room where most of the RNC and the use of that boom cam, I thought was just effective, where they would sweep high and come low and up to the side. And you didn't see an audience in the room. But aside from that, you felt like you were in a sacred founding place of some sort. Nobody could I really identify probably the auditorium unless they were really familiar with the building, but it just had that kind of that soberness about it that I think that we don't usually associate the convention with sobriety, but I will tell you there's a seriousness about it this year that maybe the pandemic and everything else has just thrust upon us.
Oh, yes. We're really at a crossroads here where we're choosing between two futures for the country. You know, do you want to live in a country where you can work at your job, support your family, speak freely without fear, where you can worship your God, where you can, you know, have the right to defend your family? Or do you want to live in a country where you have to be ashamed of your nation, where you can't speak freely, where these radicals are, you know, completely running the country? Those are really the two choices we're faced with. So it's a critical election, and the decision is sobering. One other thing I really loved about the RNC was that even though each speaker was definitely unique and brought something different to the table, I did notice common threads throughout all of the speeches, the biggest of which was presenting that choice, that really distinct choice where the country can go down two very different paths. And this isn't just about Donald Trump and Joe Biden. This election is about what it means to be an American. What are our values, and what does the future of this country really look like?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that was evident in abundance. And we can and will talk about some of the distinguishing issues. But let me stay on the big picture for a second. The Democrats and Joe Biden even kind of embraced this in his speech, decidedly went dark. They went brooding. They went moody. They went depressing. In fact, the speech that Kamala Harris gave on Friday prior to the final session for the RNC revisited all of that. I was thinking she was going to come out and try to say something that would at least be, I don't know, something different than we had gotten the week before. And it was just as bad. She was just as dark and depressive and all the rest of it. Is that ultimately going to cost them? I mean, generally the rule since Reagan has been be optimistic, cast a vision, encourage people to join your side. I don't know that the you know, we are Darth Vader and everything is going to burn in the end is ultimately the winning message.
No, I think that's right. I don't think it costs them in terms of their far left wing, you know, commies who are voting Democrat no matter what. But there is this group of people in the country who are tax-paying, working people who think of themselves as Democrats who, you know, might have watched the DNC and not have been very inspired. I don't think the issue is that the DNC, like, turned away voters necessarily. It's that the RNC was so inspiring that it brought more people into the Republican tent. I mean, the DNC just
Hold that thought, Kristen. Let's take this break. Come right back. Kristen B. Tate, back in the ladies' lounge, where we like her, here on Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough with you on, goodness, 63 million television households and some 300 radio markets. We are so grateful for all the partnership, GCN, Salem, CRN, Biz TV, Biz Talk Radio, and the whole enchilada, as you will, as we get together every Saturday night. Thanks for being here. Sorry that I said enchilada. I've got food on my mind. Anyway, it's been a busy weekend. It's been a busy week. When you have the conventions back-to-back like this, and when you're someone like me who has in the past always gone there, always covered them in person, and friends, you got to know, these places are crazy bonkers bananas. Like, they've got as many circus tents set up outside the arena as they do inside, and there's as many things going on outside. And one of those aspects of the conventions were obviously downplayed because both parties were trying to, you know, be socially, politically correct. They didn't want to have people meeting without masks and distancing and all the rest of it. So the Republicans, I think they only met one day. They just flew into Charlotte, took the roll call, nominated the ticket, and then got back out again. But the Democrats actually held a lot of their subcommittees and did a bunch of that stuff. And Kristen B. Tate's back with us in the ladies' lounge tonight. By the way, she's authored this awesome book. If you have not gotten a copy of it, The Liberal Invasion of Red State America, it explains a lot of actually what we've seen happen prior to the pandemic. And I would guess that even more of this is occurring post-pandemic or midway through the pandemic, because some of the issues that were driving people out of those areas have only gotten exacerbated. And we're going to talk about that coming up, too. But I want to go back to what I was just referencing there, Kristen. The Democrats went ahead and held subcommittee business, if you will. And so they had, you know, their subcommittee on Islamic relations or whatever it was that they had. And a bunch of these subcommittees do the Pledge of Allegiance and the we call this thing to order and all that other stuff, even on the Zoom calls. And they got caught. A couple of them dropped under God. Republicans got it and were able to go on offense with it going into their week. And they kind of played that in the Republicans' end of it. Good strategy or no?
Definitely good strategy. It's just highlighting that these Democrats hate America. I mean, how can you lead a country that you disdain? The left really, it's incredible. Like you said, the DNC was negative. It was dark. It was all about how America is this horrible, racist, awful place. When in reality, I think most people still realize that we live in the most prosperous country in the history of the world. It's never been a better time to be a woman, to be a gay person, to be a minority in this country than it is right now. And this is the most progressive country in the world for those kinds of groups. So that message on the left just didn't really ring true, I think, to a lot of voters, especially keep in mind, I mean, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Everyone's stuck in their house. People want hope right now. We need something, you know, we need something to look forward to. And people want to get the country back reopened. We want to get back to our old lives. And the Democrats' message was just another negative message. And, you know, they want to keep us all locked at home for another year. Joe Biden says he wants a national lockdown and mask mandate. So I just don't know how this negative messaging is really going to drive people to the polls.
Yeah.
But again, Kevin, they don't want to drive people to the polls. They want to shut down in-person voting and have everyone do mail-in voting so that they can do ballot harvesting en masse. So,
well, and that's why if Republicans want to win, it needs to be a landslide, because if it's even close, you know that those tactics are going to come into play. We're speaking with Kristen B. Tate. And Kristen, let me ask you about because there were a couple of things, particularly over the last two nights, that I saw being reiterated several times. And one in the president's speech, and he said it more than once, but he said, America is the greatest and most exceptional nation in the history of the world. You had literally, and that idea was repackaged 100 times during the Republican days. You literally had zero people
speak that way about the country in the previous convention the week before. Mistake or no?
Definitely. It's become very in vogue to hate on the country and to, you know, say America's this horrible place, largely because this is what the universities are teaching and kids think it's cool to hate on the country. But again, you know, millennials don't really vote in high numbers. They're not going to decide this election. The people who need to be won over right now are working class taxpaying people in Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Florida, Pennsylvania. Those are the people we need to pander to. It's not the millennials. It's not any of these other groups. It's that right. exact group that I just said. And those people, I don't think, Kevin, want to, you know, listen to messages about how awful the country is and how bad and terrible everything is and how, you know, we're all guilty of being white supremacists. This is not going to mobilize that group. That group that will decide the election, I think, will be a lot more swayed by the messages that were being given at the RNC that are uplifting, that are forward-looking, that are positive, right. that celebrate the American dream.
Well, let me come back to the other phrase that the president certainly used, and I expect this to be part of the branding going forward across the campaign, but it was a brilliant phrase, you won't be safe in Joe Biden's America. In fact, Joe Biden felt so worried about it when they said it on night three that he issued a statement on the morning of day four. But they used it several times throughout the evening on Thursday night. And I think that is given it speaks to a lot of things. It speaks to the Middle East policy. It speaks to our standing in the world with potential allies or enemies, China. I mean, there's a lot that goes under that umbrella. But I think when you're talking about that with the backdrop of Kenosha, Wisconsin, Portland, Oregon happening the same time, how does that play?
Oh, yeah. People in these cities where these riots are happening are cowering in their houses as mobs tear through the streets, burning things, hurting people. I mean, this is what domestic terrorists do, Kevin. And the left just doesn't want to say anything about it. It's ridiculous. They didn't even mention the riots once during the DNC. But Americans know what's going on. At least a lot of Americans know what's going on. And this is why I'm glad the RNC talked about these riots, because MSNBC and CNN really don't report on what's happening in a lot of these places. You know, when they report on Kenosha, the only thing they're talking about is militias going to beat up on protesters. They're not telling the full story about, you know, these agitators, these BLM rioters who are showing up, coming in from out of state just to cause chaos and burn down small businesses. So part of the beauty of the RNC was actually being able to tell the real story on these networks that are forced to cover the RNC,
yep.
because we all know that those networks are not telling their viewers the real story about the mostly peaceful protesters. I mean, it's ridiculous. I was watching CNN the other night, and they had a reporter literally standing in front of a burning car. And in the chyron says, fiery but mostly peaceful protest escalate. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. The guy's standing in front of a burning police car.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think some of those had the same idea when Minneapolis was burning down, and they said largely the same thing. Oh, it's mostly peaceful out here. Of course, we're being backlit by three blocks that are, you know, going up in flames. But anyway, she's Kristen B. Tate. We're coming right back. We've got some more analysis of what the Republicans did. And I'm going to ask you, Kristen, to give me one thing the Democrats did right and the Republicans did wrong. Let's flip the coin for a second. And friends, if you disagree, you're always welcome to reach out. I'm on Twitter at KMC Radio. She's on Twitter at Kristen B. Tate. Coming right back, Radio Night Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the 15th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, President Trump is visiting Louisiana to survey the damage that Hurricane Laura left behind.
Yesterday, I approved a major disaster declaration that helps individuals and business owners, which is a little bit different, but it goes right to the individual. And I've signed that already, and so you're all set to go on that. FEMA has delivered 2.6 million liters of water and 1.4 million meals.
He later arrived in Texas, where 16 deaths have been reported between both states. Democratic nominee Joe Biden spoke to members of the National Guard from his home in Wilmington, Delaware.
You do everything we ask of you. You place your communities and your country ahead of your personal comfort. And when the need arises, you leave your families and your jobs and drop everything when the call comes.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Radio Night Live continues on in this post-convention season that we're in. And, man, what a couple of weeks it was. You had Brady Bunch boxes with, and they got caught doing this when they did the applause for the nominations and everybody was doing the roll call, and then they did the Brady Box applause group because that was the most they could get. They had repeated some of the people in the boxes. Go back. You look. I promise you, you'll see them. They replayed some of the same people in multiple boxes. But the Republicans decided, and I think that they may have made some game time decisions as of a week ago Friday, going, okay, we saw how that worked. What are we going to do, at least with the live portions? Because some of their tapes, speeches had already been produced. They went big. They went with live audiences. They went with a live crowd from the White House two nights, one for the First Lady and one for the President's speech, his acceptance speech. And they went really big there, between 1,500 and 2,000 people on the South Lawn. I thought it was just incredible. Kristen B. Tate is rejoining us here in the Ladies Lounge. Kristen, I think whatever you thought, by the time he got to the end of that 70 minutes, and for me personally, I didn't have any appreciation for Chris Wallace's meandering complaints at the end of the coverage on Fox, but I did agree with him on this. I thought Trump's speech was a bit long. He got a lot of policy stuff in there.
But man, when they went to those fireworks. Now, again, we talked about the Democrats' final image, blinking brake lights and muted horns in a socially distanced park, drive-in parking lot. Like, and you only saw the back ends of the cars. It was like you were looking at the cars' butts. You know, that's what it was. As the final image, with them all in masks, standing on the stage and looking, I don't know, awkward. Last night, you had the White House, you had the president's entire family, you had a packed crowd on the South Lawn, and then those fireworks when they went off. I mean, Juan Williams, longtime Washington correspondent for Fox News, big liberal, says, I always go down and see the fireworks on the mall for the special days. I've never seen anything like this. They were blown away by that. Pretty different image.
Oh, totally different. It was inspiring. It was beautiful. I agree Trump's speech was a little long, as was Melania's, by the way. Melania's speech was way too long. That could have been cut by two-thirds. But the message that Donald Trump had last night, I think, resonated. Another thing I really appreciated, by the way, about the RNC was they gave voices to people who are not big names, like up-and-comers. Like Kim Klasick has this amazing message, which is, you know, Republicans should not give up on the inner city.
Right.
We can win these places.
And not just message, but presence. Like that girl can hold a camera.
She's a rising superstar. And then that other kid, the guy who's running for Congress, Madison, I forgot his last
Crawford, name. Yes, Crawford. The kid in the wheelchair. Yeah.
Star. He had that amazing moment where he stood
Well, and I know he's already elected, but the attorney general for the state of Kentucky, I mean, if people want to talk about Obama and the Purple States of America speech from his first appearance, they're going to be talking about that Kentucky attorney general for quite some time.
Oh, he was incredible. Scott Brown was incredible. Tim Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great speech by him. And I have to say, I am not a Nikki Haley fan. I was disappointed to see her on the speaker's list because I just don't think she's representative of where the Republican Party's going. But I thought her speech was actually quite good. Rick Grenell, another great speech on foreign policy. Foreign policy typically doesn't decide elections, but he did a good job of taking these sort of abstract foreign policy issues and explaining why this is so important to Americans. Donald Trump puts America first.
Right.
So I loved
the. And he called a spade on the on the intelligence violation.
Oh, you know who was fearless? It was Pam Bondi. She did her whole speech about Hunter Biden and the corruption within the Biden family. I mean, people don't know about this stuff, Kevin. The people who watch MSNBC and CNN, they have no idea about the Biden family's history and how Hunter Biden got rich off of his father's position of power. So it was a really interesting and quite good mix of speakers. The one thing I'll say, you know, you asked me before the break what I thought the RNC did not do well. One thing I would say is that Trump has a tendency to prioritize at times loyalty to him over loyalty to Trumpism. And some of that was reflected in the speakers. Like, I don't think Jared should have spoken at the RNC. He's not representative of Trumpism. Ivanka, I get it, it's his daughter, but she's not somebody who's going to excite.
I didn't really get Tiffany's inclusion either, because she's kind of just there.
Melania, I mean, she's a wonderful first lady, but she's not a particularly effective speaker, and she went on for over 40 minutes.
Yes, but those red-blooded coal miners in West Virginia got to see her on screen for 40 minutes. Stay right there, Kristen. Coming right back. It's the Ladies Lounge. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. It's Radio Night Live. We're doing kind of election breakdown tonight, and I'm so honored to have Kristen B. Tate, the author of this really awesome book, The Liberal Invasion of Red State America. It's all based on facts, but it all centers around this idea of domestic migration, people that don't like the oppressive governments in places like New York and California, New Jersey, and then they go to other places like Kentucky or North Carolina or Austin, Texas. And they love the freedoms and the low taxes and all the diversity of thought and all this other stuff. And all of a sudden they start voting for the same people that just gave them all the junk from where they came from. Why are they doing that? Kristen explains it. You should get this. You should like have a book group. You should like read it together. You should explain it to your friends. This is why you can't vote for these people. You just ran away from them. Anyway, that's it. Liberal Invasion of Red State America. You got to get it. And we're glad to have Kristen, who I really appreciate her political insights. She is not a Republican. She is not a Democrat. I don't even know what her party affiliation, but I know she's free thinking and common sense. And that's why we get together on a regular basis, weekly, actually, on Wednesdays on my normal daily show, but every now and here on Saturday nights as well. Kristen, we were talking about what the Republicans did well, what they could have done better. Tell us something. Was there anything at all that the Democrats did that you thought was laudable in the 4 days that they had? And they had a big megaphone. And, you know, you already said they didn't say anything about the crime issue. They could have. They could have used that bully pulpit moment to do something. Did they do anything?
So many fails. I mean, from a strategic standpoint, things that they did well was they did a great job of hiding Joe Biden's mental decline. I mean, that was the whole reason that they did this Zoom format, right? Because they could carefully produce every aspect of this. And I think part of it was normalizing this sort of format because they don't want Joe Biden to be in front of live audiences before Election Day. So that... Right. I mean, just from a strategic standpoint, I think that probably was good for them. Also, the inclusion of people like Michelle Obama probably helps them. Michelle Obama, say what you will about her, she's a very gifted speaker, and she is extremely popular. So, you know, by including people like her, they probably were helped a little bit. But that's really all I can think of overall. I don't think the DNC really hurt the Democrats amongst their voters, but I don't think it helped them with that core group of people who will decide the election. And then, you know, they set the bar so pathetically low that the next week the RNC just killed them and
probably
made good ground with those swing voters.
Well, you know what's interesting, because I went back and looked at some of the stuff that I had written and thought about and even noted to myself over the last few election cycles. And when you're the party out of power, and you're challenging the incumbent, and you come in the week you name your VP and you hold your convention and you lay out your vision should be the high point of your campaign to date. Go back to the 2008 campaign, and that's exactly what John McCain did when he named Sarah Palin. They laid out their vision. They went to their convention. He came out of the convention with a lead. Sarah Palin actually gave him a rather large bump. Joe Biden picked basically the female Obama. This is what we were all told Kamala Harris was going to be. They have their convention. They get to go first. They didn't get nothing. There's no bump. In fact, in some polls, they went backwards on a couple of points. And meanwhile, the president has stayed in the Rasmussen, which is the only daily tracking poll, right between 48 and 51% almost for the entire month of August now. Kristen, that's August. That's not post-Labor Day. He's not supposed. Nobody's supposed to be paying attention in August. What's going on here?
Well, part of what's going on is that the media views Kamala Harris as being far more lovable and effective than she actually is. This was a woman who was a complete dud in the primaries. She could not even get, you know, double digits. And she falls flat with the voters. It's unclear what she stands for. This is just a power-hungry woman who's, you know, waiting for Joe Biden to keel over, basically, so that she can become president. And voters know that. She doesn't really stand for anything. So I think part of their problem is just that the media loves her because she checks certain intersectional boxes, but that love doesn't translate over into the voters. So they perhaps picked somebody that is really not going to help Joe Biden. I mean, think about it. She's a senator from California, which Democrats already have in the bag. She has no connections to any of the Midwestern states that Biden really needs to flip, and nor did she perform particularly well in any of those critical states in the primary. I mean, she dropped out before she even made it to her home state because she was polling so badly in California.
Well, you know what's interesting? So on Friday, Trump went to New Hampshire. He's out and he's going the day after his convention shuts down. I don't think Biden's going to get on the trail. At least they don't appear to be indicating that he's going to do many, if any, events. If Trump, and there are some blue states that Trump lost, Minnesota, New Hampshire, Maine, that are very tight, and in fact, in some differing on the polls, he could be perceived as having a lead right now. we may get three debates, we may get no debates. There's doubts on all sides of that. Is Trump, by going to the people mask-free, saying, trust me, I did it once before, we'll do it again, does he have a huge just capacity advantage at this point between now and the actual election day, given his freedom and his ability to be out there?
Yes, he needs to be doing rallies as much as possible in as many of these swing states as he can. I'm worried about Florida, to be honest. I think he needs to be in Florida and Arizona as much as possible. New Hampshire, I'm from New Hampshire. I don't think he'll win New Hampshire. He's very popular in the northern part of the state, but he lost in 2016. And there's an interesting thing happening in New Hampshire right now where a lot of people, because of COVID, are staying at their summer homes up in New Hampshire, and they've enrolled their kids, they're going to just stay in their summer homes basically for the whole year, and now these people are going to be voting in New Hampshire. So I think New Hampshire, I wouldn't spend a whole lot of time there if I were Team Trump. I'd be focused on Florida, Arizona. I'd be focused heavily on Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. He should be going to these places that have been torn up by riots. Yeah.
And he has been, actually, in many of those, he's actually made multiple appearances, and that was pre-convention. I have a feeling that there will be many more of those to come, but I think you're right. Kristen, always a pleasure to have you. The hour went too quickly, but thanks for being here, and come on back soon on Saturday night.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Always a pleasure to join you.
Now, if you haven't done it, friends, I'm not going to tell you again, get her book. You got to get her book. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Radio Night Live, my final thought for the week next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
And welcome back, Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you with us. Lady Liberty by my side tonight. She's been in and out. Fickle. It goes places. Anyway, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to get on the stream over on Twitter. We've got it. We've got a YouTube channel where you can see it. And, of course, we are so thankful for Biz TV, Biz Talk Radio, GCN, CRN, Salem Radio Network, the Fox News stations, the ABC News stations that take Kevin McCullough Radio every Saturday night. We're grateful for independent stations, the great WPG in Atlantic City, where I heard kind of a rumor. I don't know if it's true or not. The Trump casino is going to come down in the near future. That was posted today. Speaking of Trump, he hit the campaign trail on Friday, and I don't know if you saw this or not, but he is, first of all, he's been raring to go, but he is evidently drawing the kinds of crowds he did in 2016 all over again. What you're looking at, if you're watching on the screen right now, is the overflow. It's not the capacity inside the arena where he was speaking. That's the overflow. Thousands of people on a very short notice event in New Hampshire over the weekend. And it's just a stunning thing to see that he's still got that kind of drawing power. And friends, here's what I think Joe Biden's making a tactical mistake. He's not getting on the trail until after Labor Day. That's another whole week of campaigning after having a dismal convention in which he got essentially no bump from the convention. And then he's now decided he's going to stay home until after Labor Day. Look, they've kind of painted themselves in the corner. If you're going to be the party that says you're going to make everyone in the country wear masks and that you're going to shut the economy down, then doggone it, you have to wear your mask and you have to stay shut down. How can people take any credibility from a guy who has no belief that the country can open safely? And you know who does believe that you can open safely? The New York City school systems. The school systems in the blue states that are continually being plagued by Democrat and union problems, even school districts in those states are opening up. And as we've seen in some of the states already, you can do that and you can do it safely. Even those spikes we were hearing about just a couple of weeks ago, they seem to have largely gone by the by. And there's a lot of reasons for it. We've got more therapeutics. We've got a vaccine on the way. We've got blood plasma. There's all kinds of things that are helping to fight COVID once it's discovered. Early stage, late stage, you know, we're just not having the same problem with containing the outbreak as we did. And that's why I really do believe the COVID crisis, the violent crime crisis that's in our cities right now, and the overall need to bring the economy back. People don't trust Joe Biden on those issues. They just don't. He may be a nice guy, but you got to have more than "I'm a nice guy" for your convention message. Who's going to bring the economy back? Who's going to make this a year in which we see a recovery, a V-shaped recovery, a quick recovery? For some places, it's already starting to happen. And I think that the voters have to ask themselves a question. Do we want to shut down, or do we want to a return to American greatness? Lightness versus darkness. Greatness versus, I don't know, come up with the name yourself, the Biden-ness of America. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday. I hope you have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Have you heard the warning from the "dead doctors don't lie" guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the "dead doctors don't lie" guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.